Ever feel like you're just like drowning in crypto jargon,
Yeah.
trying to like keep your head above water? You know what I mean?
I know that feeling.
Well, today we are going deep dive style into the Goblins protocol, specifically their deployment addresses.
Really diving deep into the guts of this system.
Ooh, I like that. So we've got this document, right? Goblins deployment addresses, key components, and functionality Goblins cache. It's basically like the blueprint, right?
Yeah, you can think about it like that.
And these addresses are like the components that make the thing actually work. So for someone like me who's still like wrapping their head around DeFi, why are these addresses so important? Like, what's the big deal?
Well, it's all about control and transparency, more so than with like traditional finance. You know, with DeFi and these addresses, you can actually like see the gears turning. It's not just like, okay, I'm trusting that this bank is going to do the right thing with my money.
Right. It just like shows up on my statement. I hope for the best.
Exactly. You're trusting them to handle it responsibly. You're trusting them that they're not going to run off with your money. But with DeFi and these addresses, you can actually see the gears turning. You can trace the path of your assets. You can verify transactions, and you just get a much clearer picture of how this system operates.
Okay, so I'm starting to see the appeal.
Yeah.
So if I'm looking at this Goblins protocol, this document says that it's built for a richer experience. Can you break that down for me? What does that even mean? What makes it stand out from like sending Bitcoin back and forth?
Well, it's the difference between like a horse and buggy and a Tesla. Goblins, at its core, is about creating this decentralized ecosystem, not just like simple transactions. And these addresses, they're like the DNA that determine what it can do.
All right, well. Get ready to school me on this DNA then. Where do we even start with this list?
Well, a few interesting ones kind of jumped out at me when I was looking at this. For starters, they have an NFT descriptor address.
Okay.
This kind of suggests to me that they're not just about financial transactions, but also exploring the world of digital ownership
Okay.
and all the possibilities that come with that.
So this is where my very, very limited knowledge of NFTs comes in. What does an NFT descriptor actually do?
Imagine it like a certificate of authenticity, but for your digital art.
Okay.
So when you, and this address points to the smart contract that's responsible for verifying and managing those unique digital assets within that Goblins ecosystem.
So it's like the Goblins protocol is saying, yep, this NFT is the real deal. It's part of our world.
Precisely. It ensures that when someone buys, sells, or trades an NFT within that Goblins ecosystem, that everything happens according to the rules
Okay.
and that you're dealing with legitimate assets.
Okay, that makes sense.
Right.
But how does this benefit me as like the user? Why should I care about this NFT descriptor address?
It gives you peace of mind. If you're going to spend your hard-earned crypto on an NFT, you want to know it's the real deal, right?
Right.
This address provides that assurance. It's a layer of transparency and security.
Music to my ears, especially in the world of crypto. Now, this document also mentions something called staking rewards. That sounds like my kind of address.
It's the address that keeps on giving.
Okay, I like it.
In essence, staking is like depositing your crypto assets to support the network's operations. Okay.
So instead of letting your crypto just sit there,
Right.
it's putting it to work.
And then they reward me for it.
Exactly. The GOB staking rewards address manages the distribution of those rewards to users who stake their GOB tokens,
Okay.
the native currency of the Goblins protocol.
So it's a win-win. I help support the network and I get rewarded for it.
Precisely. And the beauty of it is that by knowing this address, you can track those rewards, verify their legitimacy, and ensure that you're getting what you deserve.
Yeah.
It's all about transparency and user empowerment.
Love that. Okay, we've got digital art with NFTs, passive income with staking rewards. This Goblins protocol is sounding more interesting by the minute. What other intriguing addresses are hidden in this document? I'm ready to keep going.
Let's talk efficiency. The document mentions an address called Multicol2. Now, this one's a bit more technical.
But stick with me because it has a very direct impact on your user experience.
Okay, lay it on me.
Imagine you're at a theme park, right?
Right.
And you have to buy separate tickets for each ride.
Yeah.
That's how traditional blockchain transactions work.
Time consuming. And it probably cost me a fortune.
Exactly. But with Multicol2, it's like having a fast pass. You can bundle multiple actions into a single transaction.
Oh.
So you can swap some tokens, stake some others, maybe even interact with an NFT all in one go.
So instead of waiting in a bunch of lines, I can just streamline everything.
Precisely. And this isn't just about convenience. This reduces network congestion, making the entire Goblins protocol faster and more efficient for everyone.
Okay, Multicol 2,
Right.
you have my attention. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, what does understanding this specific address allow a user to do?
Well, for one, you can see it in action when you use the platform.
Yeah.
You can watch your fees. You know that you're not clogging up the system. It's like being a savvy traveler who knows all the shortcuts. But beyond that, understanding this technical element shows you the thought and the care that's gone into building this Goblins protocol. They're optimizing for the user experience from the ground up, which builds trust and confidence.
Okay, I'm starting to see how these addresses, these like little snippets of code, aren't just abstract technical jargon. They represent like real-world benefits for users like me who are looking for a more transparent, efficient, and dare I say, fun experience in the world of decentralized finance.
Absolutely. And we're just scratching the surface.
I don't know.
There are many more addresses to uncover, each with its unique function and impact on your experience as a user.
Well, then let's keep digging. I'm hooked. We'll be right back to dive into more of these Goblin Protocol deployment addresses and uncover even more reasons why you should care. Don't go anywhere. All right, we are back, exploring the inner workings of this Goblins Protocol through these mysterious deployment addresses.
Yeah, we are.
I'm telling you, I feel like a digital detective on the trail of a more transparent financial system.
I love it.
But like every good detective knows security is paramount, right?
Right.
Which brings us to our next address. Proxy admin.
Ooh.
Sounds a little intimidating.
A little bit.
Do I need like my hacker decoder ring for this one?
Not at all.
Okay.
It's actually a really brilliant security measure. Think of proxy admin as like the gatekeeper for any changes to the protocol's code.
Okay.
It has the power to authorize updates, but only under very specific conditions, which makes it incredibly difficult for like malicious actors to compromise the system.
So it's like having a multi-factor authentication system for the entire protocol's code base.
Precisely. Like a team of expert security guards watching over this code, making sure that only authorized personnel can go in and make changes.
Okay, that actually makes me feel a lot better about putting my crypto anywhere near this thing.
Good.
But how do they actually make changes to the code with this like proxy admin standing guard?
Right.
That's where this transparent upgradable proxy comes in.
We got it. You're exactly right. Transparent upgradable proxy. It works hand in hand with proxy admin. And instead of like directly changing that core code, which can be really risky, they actually make updates to this proxy first.
Yeah.
It acts as like an intermediary. So even if something goes wrong during that upgrade process, the core protocol remains untouched.
So it's like hitting save as, instead of just directly editing the original file.
Exactly. Smart, right.
Yeah.
And this approach offers some significant advantages for users like yourself.
Okay. Hit me with the advantages.
Yeah.
Why should I care about proxies and code updates?
Well, for starters, it minimizes downtime.
Okay.
Remember that feeling when you're trying to like access your online banking app and it's down for maintenance?
Oh, don't remind me.
The worst, right?
The worst.
With this proxy system, upgrades can happen seamlessly in the background.
Okay.
You might not even notice that it's happening, but you benefit from all the latest improvements, the security patches, new features, without any interruption to your experience.
That's what I call user-friendly design. But how does this transparent upgradable proxy actually benefit the Goblins protocol, like in the long run?
Well, it allows the protocol to adapt and evolve over time.
Okay.
Think about it, like this, the world of decentralized finance is constantly changing.
Right.
New technologies, new challenges. The Goblins protocol needs to be able to keep pace with that, right?
Right. You don't want to be stuck with the horse and buggy in a Tesla world.
Precisely. This upgrade system ensures that the Goblins protocol can integrate new innovations. It can respond to security threats, and it can continuously improve that user experience without requiring a complete overhaul of the entire system.
So it's like having a self-updating software.
Yeah.
Constantly learning and improving in the background while I just go about my crypto business.
You got it.
Mm.
And that future-proofing is really crucial in a fast-paced world like DeFi.
Okay, I'm convinced security upgradability. Check and check. But let's not forget, the whole point of this deep dive is to figure out how to actually use this thing. How do I actually use the Goblins protocol? What's next on our address adventure?
Well, no deep dive into DeFi would be complete without exploring swaps and routing.
Okay.
It's the heart of how users interact with these decentralized exchanges.
Okay, swaps and routing. Sounds like we're about to get into the nitty-gritty of how to actually use this Goblin protocol.
Let's do it.
All right, back to our Goblin protocol deep dive. We've explored the security measures with like the whole proxy admin thing and the upgrade system with that transparent upgradable proxy. I'm feeling more confident about the trust part of this whole decentralized finance thing. But how about the actual finance part? How do I swap tokens, make trades, all that good stuff?
That's where our friends Swap Router 2 and Universal Router enter the scene.
Okay.
These addresses are the engines that power the Goblin Protocol's decentralized exchange. Think of it like the trading desk on Wall Street, but without all the suits and insider trading.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Let's say I want to swap some of my Bitcoin for, what is it, GOB tokens?
GOB tokens, yeah.
Is that where Swap Router 2 comes in?
You got it. That's exactly it. Swap Router 2. That's your go-to for swapping tokens within that Goblin's ecosystem. It's constantly analyzing the market. It's finding the most efficient way to execute your trade, and it ensures that you're getting a fair price. It's like having a personal trading bot working for you 24/7.
Ooh, I like it. Yeah. No coffee breaks needed. But we've also got this Universal Router address. Is that like Swap Router 2's cooler, older sibling? What makes it so universal?
You know, I like that analogy. Think of Universal Router as the all-in-one hub for interacting with the Goblin's protocol.
Okay.
It can handle swaps, just like Swap Router 2, but it goes beyond that. Want to provide liquidity to a trading pool? Sure, Universal Router can help you with that. Want to stake your GOB tokens for rewards?
Okay.
Universal Router is your gateway.
So it really is like that Swiss Army knife of DeFi interactions.
Precisely. It streamlines the entire user experience, whether you're like a seasoned DeFi pro or you're just starting out.
Yeah. Okay.
And here's where knowing this address becomes really valuable for you as a user.
Okay, lay it on me.
Yeah.
How does understanding Universal Router translate into like real benefits for me?
It boils down to efficiency and security. You know, when you're navigating the Goblin's protocol and you see interactions with this address, you know, you're dealing with like a core part of the system, a trusted audited component. It's like seeing that verified merchant badge when you're shopping online.
So it's like an extra layer of confidence in a world that can sometimes feel like the wild west of finance.
Exactly. And as you become more familiar with these key addresses, Swap Router 2, Universal Router, all the ones that we've talked about today, you're not just blindly clicking buttons anymore. You're interacting with this protocol from a place of knowledge, understanding the mechanisms that make it all work.
We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, from the artsy side of NFTs to the nitty-gritty technical stuff like Multicle 2 and these router addresses. I have to admit, I was a little lost in the weeds at times. But seeing how each of these deployment addresses ties back to a specific benefit for me as the user, that's been really eye-opening.
That's the beauty of it. These addresses aren't just these random strings of characters. They represent the building blocks of a more transparent, user-centric financial system.
A system where knowledge is power.
Exactly.
And speaking of knowledge, I have a feeling this is just the beginning of our exploration into the world of decentralized finance.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
That's all the time we have for today's deep dive into the Goblin's protocol. But keep that curiosity going. Start exploring, ask questions, and as always, stay informed.